we also can't wait for this segment. Gordo, we have a special in-studio guest.
Man, and I got to tell you, I'm so excited about this because this guy was a huge figure in our lives. He's known as the Wild Irish Laddie, or Laddie for short. He was program director of the ticket from 1995 to 1997, which was shocking to me when I found out that stat, because I had written down 95 to 2000. But he was only program director for two short years. But he's one of the most important and influential guys in ticket history. It's Mike Thompson joining us in studio.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
There he is. Still sounds the same.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Greg. I haven't changed much.
You look fantastic. You look fantastic.
You really do. Thank you. I appreciate this. I told you I showed up at Mockingbird in Central, and they have a whole different building there, and they go like, go away.
Yeah, that was like three studios ago for the ticket. Yeah, you went back to the wrong place. Now, you're responsible for some of the most important moves here at the ticket. Number one, you moved the Musers to the mornings. You fired Skip Bayless.
I did.
And
he was in the stairwell with the nut. What was
okay.
Oh,
yeah. He ended up marrying
us. It's weekend to tell those stories.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
We can't get into everything that you know.
Yeah.
But you got rid of Skip. You put the three of us together permanently because I was kind of working part time with these guys.
I think the conversation was, buddy, it's time.
You told Skip it was time.
Yeah, you
created the Musers morning show.
That's right.
Yes. Why did you do that? What did you
because
see
I
us?
Love
why
the way that you used to, and I wish you would still go like, I'm George Dunham, I'm Craig Miller. When you said that was right, KRLD is.
That's right. Did you like that?
I really love that.
You fired Chuck Cooperstein.
Well, come on. Yeah, well.
No, he moved him. He moved him to middays, right?
That's right. That's what it was. He was our afternoon drive guy, and you said, no, no, no.
Right.
The Musers and the Hardline, they're the stars. They're my stars.
That's right, buddy.
And why do we have them in middays? They need to be in drive time.
And
you moved us to morning drive and the Hardline to afternoon drive.
I did, absolutely.
You fired Steve Shapiro for no reason.
Wow.
That was one of your
you're
misses.
Getting on me talking about the stairwell?
That was one of your misses.
Yeah. The bottle rockets.
You divided our team with the controversial hiring of talk show host Rocco Pendola.
You know what? Yeah.
Wait, did he do that? Or
I did that.
Okay.
Yeah, he did that.
Man, you did a lot.
That's because, Chuck. Yeah. You know what I'm most famous of and proud of was
telling a female listener about a meal you wanted to have in your new vehicle?
Wait till this weekend. You can't tell that one.
A buffet down below.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Jeez, what,
is that wrong? Yes, it was wrong then, wrong now.
It's a different world. It's not 97.
But she was talking
anymore.
About in situate.
Yeah, I know. She was out there. But
okay.
You once got mad at me and almost fired me for leaving
a
$100 banner in Love Field.
You thought he'd ruin our Super Bowl coverage
you
because he didn't
still
bring
have
the banner.
Not let that go.
You were the one that made such
Wait
a good deal of it.
I talked to you for like 2 hours in the parking lot. I want to be in Hollywood, and I want to be an actor.
That was him saying that to me.
Yes. Yes. Right. And I can tell you where it was. There was some remote we did at
Yeehaw
a simulator.
Creek. Oh.
No, that's where
and
I
by the way, you became an actor, didn't you?
I did. Yes.
And what was your latest role that you were just telling
us
about?
Well, I was a dirty sponge in a sponge commercial. If you go online, you could probably find it. Also, I was in a Jimmy Kimmel bit about a flying lawnmower. You could find
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You made it on Kimmel's show.
Absolutely. Hey, pal.
Very nice.
You're living Gordo's life.
That's
you
right.
know what?
You're living the
I
dream,
thought about
buddy.
That this morning. But the problem is that business, you can work for three straight weeks and nothing for 3 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did
so
actually this thing with this kind of woman who took her top off in a video.
Oh,
she was a, I guess, a rapper or something like that. But anyway, she was supposed to be like a living doll, and I picked her up, and I had like, I wore a ticket shirt in that video, actually.
You did?
Oh, oh
man, we got to look at this stuff.
Wow. Shout out to us.
So, well, I love you guys.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Well, we owe you a lot. You need to be in radio. You shouldn't, I mean, you can act, but you need to be in radio.
Well, I'm back in Omaha running about three stations there, and we talk about the
Are we talking
Huskers.
Cornhuskers, buddy?
Talking to Cornhuskers. And then we talk Huskers. And then we talk Huskers.
Talk Huskers, buddy.
You were the guy who was you were the first boss we had who knew anything about radio. When the ticket was starting, we all kind of we didn't quite find our footing until you came along and said, first of all, stop taking so many calls. The well, callers are not our stars.
I want to hear what you have to say.
I hired you to be on radio, not the callers.
Bruce, well, and then the press conferences. I was just telling that story. You might not even remember, but, you know, there was a very nice man, Ted Ganji, that yeah. was here, right? Mm-hmm. And so he got mad at me. A lot of people got mad at me. But you used to take press conferences. So, like, if there was a signing of the Seattle Mariners, which is, by the way, a great bit that you guys did, if you remember. I'll
hey, thanks,
you,
laddie.
Sure. They, you would take a press conference, and I go, why
would the Mariners hired a new manager, we would, yeah, yeah. We would carry that.
You don't
line.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't smart. We didn't know what we were doing.
So, yes, but I'm most proud of the nomenclature that still lives here, P1, certainly.
Yeah.
Ticket sticking up your tailpipe traffic. I have a great story of why that
that's
came
right.
About.
That was.
Do we
you,
still
yeah.
call that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when.
Stepped in a bear trap.
When.
Yep.
Stepped in a bear trap.
A bear trap? That came from you when you were limping down the hall one day.
Hot sports opinion. Because you used to mock me with my writing that I used to do, and one of them was a hot sports opinion.
Rightly so.
Right. Indeed.
That's
so,
right. Hot sports opinion.
That's Laddie also.
So when Cliff took over, right, they were, when they were their RB, if you remember what that term
what?
Was. Rat Bastards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We used to call KLIF the Rat Bastards.
So they had a thing like the time-saving traffic or time-saver traffic.
Yeah.
So as a dig towards them, I called our traffic time-saving traffic. The first thing Big Dan Bennett said to me when he took over was,
you can't call it that
Mike,
anymore.
we just got to change that traffic name. So they go, okay, how about ticket sticking up your tailpipe traffic? And there you go.
He said, that's fine.
Yeah.
We live with that one.
You almost killed Georgie once in the Hummer, right? When y'all
yes.
were driving
we
to
were
Phoenix.
At Super Bowl 30, the last time the Cowboys went to a Super
we
Bowl.
We shipped it out there. Yes.
But Laddie was driving and said, who wants to ride with me? And for some reason, I said, okay, I will.
Thank you, George.
And we were leaving a bar.
It was a Humvee.
Pulled out into oncoming traffic.
H1, I think.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was huge.
And a car went zooming by us, and you just gave it one of your giggles, and I was just inches away from death.
No.
And you
yes,
laughed.
I was.
Really?
Went, hey, sorry about that, buddy.
Didn't you once almost get us detained in Mexico for an indeterminate period of time?
Remember back in the day?
You made us travel to Mexico before the show or so.
We had lunch, right?
On our way to the Super Bowl.
Right, so we stopped.
Oh, now.
You
so, okay.
can't say that.
We got it.
Laddie.
So you should know
radio still has
that.
Rules.
So anyway, so we said we had like a 3-hour layover. Let's go to Mexico for lunch.
Let's go to Mexico for fresh seafood, buddy.
It'll be
remember,
fast.
We got in this weird cab, and he had like Ritz crackers or like saltines
fancy.
on the dashboard. So we said, "Oh, take us to something authentic." And he goes, "No, I don't think you want. I'm going to take you where people like you go."
That's right.
And we had a marvelous Tijuana Charlie's. I think was the name of the
That's
restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
What we did not figure this. Out was it's much harder to get back into the United States.
Right, you didn't budget for that.
So we missed our flight.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Because you took us to Mexico.
Luckily, we were with the boss, so it didn't matter
right.
that we missed our flight.
We're talking with Mike Thompson, who is our former boss here up at the Ticket in the early days. Other disturbing things of note in your life.
Oh, God.
You once told us a disturbing story about an unusual sexual encounter you
Man,
had
you
with
can't
a woman.
Tell that.
Whose husband was on life support in the adjoining bedroom.
Oh, God, I can't.
And you were having a hard time completing the act because his heart-lung machine noise was distracting
remember,
you.
Part of my name came from that I like to sing Irish songs. So I meet this woman in a bar, and I'm singing, you know, my wild Irish rose.
Boy, that's always a turn-on, isn't it? That's a panty dropper
She did come up to me, and she goes, I hear your voice in my chest. So I'm in, right? So she tells me she's hopelessly Roman Catholic, and she's been married for 5 years. Her husband was in a terrible automobile accident and has not had sex in 5 years. So me, doing my Christian duty, we went back to her home, as we say in Philadelphia, and we're in front of the fireplace. Da-da-da-da. And then, you know, just at a crucial time, in the other room I hear... Beep. Beep.
That's terrible, Laddie.
What? No. I was
so that's when you found out that he was there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a buzzkill.
It is.
So that's not the same woman who wanted you.
You can't say
you
this.
You can't say that.
You cannot say it.
What?
Who wanted you to.
No.
No. Who wanted you to do something foul on her?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that story?
We can't know.
No.
And you told her that you couldn't because.
Let's talk radio.
Because you had Mexican food and it was iffy.
Oh, that's not right.
Okay. Let's move on to other stories.
Wow. So why are you so other scatological?
You are married now, right?
I am. Jan's my wife. She's back in Pasadena.
Now, is this the same woman that you married?
Yes.
And you had been married for like a year. You'd come back to visit, and we asked you how the new marriage was going.
Well, no,
and
you were at Cowboys training camp.
You responded, it's good, good. It's going well. Going well. I think it's going well. There's a bit of a language barrier between us, so I don't know everything that's said. But
you told us she was very Chinese.
Yeah.
That's what
right,
you said.
Right, right,
you said she was very Chinese.
Her brother, Ja Fei, lives in New York. You know, he commented on my weight, and he said, you know, that old joke that you've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. But anyway, yes, wonderful woman. She did not move to Omaha, so I kind of go back and forth between LAX and...
So y'all don't live together?
Not right now. I was back there last weekend, 75 degrees in Pasadena.
We're very happy for
and
you.
And is she fluent now?
She, what, in the language?
Yeah.
Reasonably so. You know, there's a little, you know, like, one time she wrote and then that she was excited to see me. She said, happy to smell you.
Oh, she didn't get it.
That's sweet.
Didn't get it right.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I don't think that I would be very, good to smell, particularly.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you have gray hair, Gordon?
Because this is a wig. I have no hair left.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It's really sad.
Really,
are you coming out to Ticket Stock?
I'm going
to
be here all weekend.
Awesome. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sharing off-brand stories.
Yay.
That's Mike Thompson, former boss up here at the Ticket, who has tons of...
Yeah, we got to stay on time.
You taught us that.
Thank you for moving us to the mornings.
Thank you, Laddie.
Thank you,
25 years.
Welcome home. Proud of you. God bless.
Thank you. Welcome home. There he is, the Wild Irish Laddie.